the British Museum is the oldest national museum in the world. It's over 2 centuries old and is free to visit, attracts millions of visitors every single year. There it stands in its neoclassical splendour in Holborn, London. It's been rocked by a scandal lately because it's turned out that some of the staff were stealing some of the priceless artefacts and selling them on. Now, the BLM movement and the wokesters say that it's terrible. It's a treasure trove of things which were looted through colonial atrocities, and all this pillaging must be put right, not just by paying assessment, but by the restitution of these stolen goods to the people who were unfairly deprived of their ownership. These things were purloined from the colonies. Famously, it houses the Rosetta Stone. That stone was found in Rosetta, Egypt in the 18th century, which has got the same text in 3 languages, ancient Greek and 2 versions of ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. It was partly deciphered by Swedish and German scholars before finally being the code being cracked by Champollion, a French hyperpolyglot in the early 19th century, and therefore people were able to read a language which had been unreadable by most people for over 2,000 years. And the Greeks are saying these ought to be returned. They were taken by Lord Elgin, the British ambassador, in the very early 19th century from the Acropolis, Athens, when Greece was, as the Greeks saw it, under Ottoman occupation, that's a Turkish rule. And they say even the Furman, which is the decree from the Ottoman government permitting the Earl of Elgin to remove the items, there's no record of that in the Ottoman archives. There's only an Italian translation of that firman. So did they even have the legal authorization of the Ottomans to remove it? That is contentious. So these are controversies which are unlikely to die away soon. But the UK government had passed a law decades ago forbidding anyone from removing these items, from giving them back to other countries. And they're worried about if it would set a precedent if the Elgin marbles are returned, everything will be returned, and soon the British Museum will be empty. One of the ironic things about the British Museum is its name. Almost nothing in the British Museum is British.